This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, hour number two of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Thursday, and you already know by now, the Astros have their opponent for the American League Championship Series. It is the Boston Red Sox. They are starting on the road Saturday night in Beantown. And with that, we bring in a friend of the show and just a really good dude in Jeff Blum. Blummer, good to see you last weekend in the midst of a sweep of the Indians. And because I promised you that we are not going to do the fluffy stuff at the end anymore, we are going to fluff from the beginning to make you feel better. We're going to ask you, have you ever used, when you're not staying in foofy hotels and traveling with the Astros, Barry's getting ready to go to Portland, and he's considering Airbnb and other options for staying on the road. Would you ever trust an Airbnb, and would you, and or would you ever give up your house for an Airbnb? Blummer? Is he there, Nick?
Yeah.
Go, Hello? Blum. Gotcha.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm not. I would try an Airbnb, but hell no, I'm not giving up my house for an Airbnb.
See, that's what I said. I'm like, it's one thing to if someone else is stupid enough to open up their door, but there's no way I'm letting people rifle through my personal stuff, and God knows if they get drunk, what they're going to do.
No, that was my exact point, because I know exactly what I'm going to do in an Airbnb.
That's fantastic.
Blummer, are you on the road with the Astros, or are you here in town?
Oh, I'm here in town, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about this first, the sweep of the Indians. Did that go as expected for you?
Oh, no, not at all. I thought the Indians were going to put up a little bit of a fight, but they just hunkered in a corner and took a beating and went home. I expected the Astros to play very good. And you know, it's kind of interesting. I always knew that these guys were good, but I always temper the playoff type situations just because the gravity of the home field or the gravity of the pressure moments. And I was severely mistaken in discounting that, because the Houston Astros seem to a man, absolutely thrive when the light is brightest, pardon the pun, no sunburn intended. You know, when it shines brightest, these guys step up in the biggest moments, and I think they enjoy the fact that they are being questioned. I think they enjoy the fact that they are the defending champs, and I think they enjoy the fact that they have the opportunity to go out there and restate their current dominance in the playoffs right now. I think they love it.
Talk about the fact that we all talk about the core four, and we know that, you know, who the heart of the lineup is and has been, but we also know that these guys are dealing with injuries, and Correa just went out and said he may not be right the entire playoffs. With that said, the faces may change, but the results remain the same. The role players on this team are fantastic. Look at what Maldonado did, not only behind the plate, but he added that home run for insurance in game one. Marwin leads the team in hitting. Tyler White steps up big in the role that Evan Gattis has played in the past. And Josh Reddick, all of a sudden, is a hit machine. The supporting cast was huge in leading to that sweep.
No, it was, and you need those guys in key situations, because, you know, you're getting these condensed series and you're in the opposing team's scouting meetings, and they say, don't let 1 through 4 beat you. And once you get 1 through 4 and you feel like you've made it through there, you can't relax with the Houston Astros, much like you can relax with maybe some other teams. And most notably, the Boston Red Sox, who are coming into town, they're going to need a lot of help from their role players too, because everybody's going to be keen on Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez, Xander Bogaerts, the middle part of their order. And then all of a sudden, if they pitch around those guys and they end up on base, then you've got to deal with some of those role player type guys with runners on base. And that's where I thought Josh Reddick was really going to be a key in the postseason, because he's kind of fallen down that lineup a little bit, which isn't a bad thing in the Houston Astros lineup, because those guys in front of him do such a good job of getting on base. And it's led to RBI situations. But Marwin Gonzalez, for the last, 3 months of the season, has been tearing the cover off the baseball, and then he took it to the next level in the ALDS. So I hope to see those guys continue. Tyler White, the great White, is going out there doing a great job. But these guys also had a lot of ABs during the regular season, too, to lead up into these crucial moments. But these guys, again, are stepping up and taking advantage of opportunities. It's fun to watch.
Jeff Blum joins us on the HRMP hotline. Jeff, talk a little bit about Alex Bregman. A lot of swag going on with that kid right now. How good is that as a teammate to have in the clubhouse when you see him out front? He's not afraid to face anybody. I mean, just hit big home run off of Bauer. Going into this Red Sox series, he's hit a home run off of Sale. What does that confidence do for the rest of the team as well?
The guys are going to feed off it. And obviously he garners a lot of attention because of the way he plays, but also what he speaks. And I think there's a lot of us who are at home watching these games or calling these games that kind of sit back and go, man, when I grow up, I want to be just like Alex Bregman, because you want to be able to talk the talk and have that useful dose of arrogance and be able to talk the talk and then get on the field and absolutely back it up and just, you know, drive everybody else back into that corner, because it was great. But, you know, the banter between him and Tyler Bauer was awesome. And then he gets him in the playoffs and hits that home run. He understands that if he's going to talk it, he's got to go out there and back it up. And he's done nothing short of go out there and back every word up.
Can we talk about Correa for a second, Blummer? Because it was a little surprising to me, but then again, it wasn't when he came out and said that his back is still bothering him. And they did the big story now on the fact that he said that every time he swings and misses, the back is an issue and it's going to be an issue. Is that just a built-in alibi because of the fact that aside from the home run late in the Indian series, he didn't have a hit, and going into the Red Sox series, in case things don't go well, that there's a built-in excuse there? Or are we legitimately dealing with a major issue? And if that is the case, going forward, how much of it is a concern for Astros fans that it's going to continue to be an issue?
I think the first point you made is a very good point. That's part of the reason that, you know, a lot of guys, when they do play, will not expose a weakness or expose an injury just because they don't want to use it as an alibi or an excuse when things don't go right. A lot of guys will go out there and just kind of keep it under the radar, get their treatment, get their work in, help the team win. And when it's all said and done, you can kind of point back and go, hey, we got our back-to-back rings. But, you know, at the time I was fighting through a lot of injury, and the people have a tendency to respect that a little bit more. So I hope it's not a situation where he's trying to explain away some of the issues he's having at home plate. But on the other hand, it was good to see him drive that ball out the other way again. I know that he may not have the ability to turn on the baseball like we're seeing, but you're also exposing to the other team that you're not 100%. So how is that other team going to attack it? That would be another concern for me, putting it out there in the public. But as an Astro fan, I mean, if he goes out there and plays phenomenal defense like he has been, even with this injury, and we see, you know, a couple of big hits every now and then, that's still going to be a bonus to this ball club. But it's a little, you know, I would have liked to have seen it kind of hidden a little bit until this whole thing's over with.
Well, what's the key for you in this series for the Astros to pull this off? I mean, they faced this team a lot. You know, they won the series, I think, 4-3 in the regular season, beat them in the ALDS last year 3-1. What's the key for you with this team versus the Red Sox?
It's to get the starters out of the game as soon as possible. I like the fact that the Astros match up with some very good right-handed hitting against left-handed pitchers like Chris Sale and David Price. I think that's great for them. It really makes Chris Sale and David Price have to be perfect, because we saw what happens to David Price when he doesn't make pitches to right-handed hitters in that Yankee series. He starts to get hit around a little bit. So that's going to be in the back of his mind. Chris Sale is a dominant pitcher, but can he do it in the postseason? We saw the Astros, namely Alex Bregman, get to him last postseason. So I'm curious to see what adjustments those two guys make. And then I'm also anxious to see how patient the Astros are, because if they can get those guys out of the game early enough and get into that bullpen, because I believe the weakest part of the Boston Red Sox bullpen is that middle portion, those guys that are trying to create the bridge to get to, Kimbrel at the end. If you can get the middle part of that bullpen in there, I think that's where they can do a lot of damage. But if those starters are coming out early, that means the Astros are swinging it well, because I just don't think that the pitching stacks up against this lineup. And on the other hand, Astros pitchers just need to be Astro pitchers. They are very good, and they can put down some tough hitters.
You foresee any changes from the divisional series to the American League Championship Series in terms of the roster? Are they going to continue to use Josh James and those guys? You know, I know Harris gave up a run in the Indian series, but do you see, you know, I mentioned to Barry several times, look, Joe Smith's success, especially if it was going to be the Yankees, but Joe Smith's playoff success when you get in a longer series and situationally, you may just need to get one guy out. He's been there, done that, and that experience is important. You think they're going to tweak it at all, or are they going to leave it just the way it is?
Another good point, Joe Smith does have a lot of good experience, and he also has one of those rubber arms to what you're talking about, to where he could go back-to-back days, if not back-to-back-to-back, in some of these later series in the season. But I personally, I don't see them making any adjustments. Will Harris did give up a run, but I still didn't see him be highly ineffective. He was still throwing strikes. The velocity was there, and the breaking ball was there. But the biggest adjustment is going to be seeing Charlie Morton. How are they going to work the starting rotation? You've got a great roster, but it's still that rotation. You know, where it's going to be Verlander, Cole, but what do they do with Keuchel and Morton and Lance McCullers? Do they use all those guys in the same way, or is the rotation set up a little bit differently? That's probably the biggest question I have about roster.
All right, Blummer, tell us how this goes, man. How do you see it shaping up?
You know what? It's one of those things where if I say it's going to be a sweep by the Astros, everybody goes, yeah, okay, I can believe that. And if I say it goes seven, you can believe that too, because these are the two best teams in the American League. And a lot of people at the beginning of the season pick both these teams to be right where they're at. And a lot of people are picking either one of these teams to win the World Series if they get past this. But I've got to say, the Astros go out, squeak out one win in Boston, come home 1-1, and then home field advantage takes over for the Astros. And they sweep through that three-game series at home and win it in front of the home fans. And we're celebrating another World Series trip.
Wow. You're an Astros fan. That's got to fire you up. And real quick, Blummer, on the flip side, what do you see happening in the National League? Is it going to be the Dodgers again, or the Brewers going to surprise the world?
The Brewers would have to surprise the world for me. I'm not sure how their pitching staff, and I want to say rotation, but I'm not sure if they have a starting rotation.
Right.
They've got the bullpenning thing going. I'm not sure how that works in a seven-game series, and I'm not sure how that works against the firepower the Dodgers bring out there, because once they start pounding on guys, Craig Counsell's going to go to that bullpen. If they pound on the next guy, they're going to run out of arms real quick. So I expect, in my experience, I think it's going to be Houston Dodgers again.
So is that when we get the return of where's Blummer, like where's Waldo, because you're not going to travel to the Boston series?
I'll have to put on a special orange striped shirt to go out there in.
Yeah, we got to find you in the crowd when there's a big play going on, but I guess we got to wait to the World Series for that. Well, we appreciate you being a part of the show, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your week. Hopefully we get some wins, and we'll catch up with you real soon as these things progress.
Absolutely. Always good being on with you guys. Take care.
There you go. Jeff Blum of AT&T Sportsnet during the regular season, but he's just kicking it now because there's no more TV, but that means more time for us where he'll be on to join us talking a little baseball, and we always appreciate him joining the show. All right, we'll continue to move on. We see you guys on hold. Some of you guys waiting for Sigmund Bloom. We told you 227 to 230 is when we'll start loading up the phone board for questions for Sigmund Bloom. He's coming up to talk fantasy football, and we've got other things to get to as well. If there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. As Barry told you, it's the HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter. Back with more. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
I see a dirty face. ESPN 97.5.